Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
The debut of our 1210 WPHT Veteran Spotlight presented by Window Nation, where every first Wednesday morning of the month at 9:30, we will shine a spotlight on one outstanding local vet in partnership with the Travis Mannion Foundation, celebrating their remarkable commitment to community service and their exceptional service in the military. This is all courtesy of Window Nation. For all of your windows and door needs, visit windownation.com. This morning, we have two individuals in here. We have Josh Jabin, United States Marine Corps vet, who is the COO of the Travis Mannion Foundation. And we also have Bill Mitzelfelt, sales manager at Window Nation. Bill, I saw you a few weeks ago at TMF. And of course, Josh, I saw you leading up to TMF in the days before the 7th annual Radiothon. Good to see both of you gentlemen back again.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Thanks, Nick. Great to be here.
So, you know, there's always the stock question of what drew you to the military, and then coming out of serving our nation, what drew you to TMF? But what if I were to say, what makes your story specifically unique? And let's go chronologically here.
Yeah.
What led you to serve this nation? Is it the family history, or is it a stronger calling beyond that?
I had a positive role model in my life. We have the family history. My grandfather served in World War II. He was killed on a submarine.
Oh, wow.
While my grandmother was pregnant with my mother.
Oh.
So she lost her. She never met her father.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
My mother, of course, married someone who was in the Navy,
mm-hmm.
who also passed away while she was pregnant with my older brother. When I was a junior in high school, my older brother, he joined the Navy. He said to me, you know, the Navy took care of grandma and mom. The Navy took care of my mom and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's our turn to serve and pay it back.
And what time frame are we looking at when you served?
So I went to the Naval Academy. I graduated high school in 1997. I went to the Naval Academy in 97, graduated in May 2001. I was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the basic school on September 11th, and then I served the next 20 years while our nation was at war. 12 years active duty and then 8 years in the reserves.
Well, thank you so much for your service.
It was my honor.
So I know you and I were specifically chatting a few weeks ago before we got ready for TMF, and we were talking a lot about football and free agency. Was there that competitive itch? Were you an athlete growing up? Because you certainly were really impressing me with the sports knowledge a few weeks ago.
Thanks.
Was it kind of a continuation of staying in that structured, disciplined setting that sports teaches you?
100%. I was a wrestler. I grew up in Central New Jersey.
Yep.
Yes, there is a Central New Jersey.
You're not a Blair Academy guy, are you?
I wish.
Okay.
They had a much stronger program. I grew up in East Brunswick, New Jersey.
Okay.
We had a good wrestling program growing up, and so I was a competitive wrestler. I love the discipline of wrestling. I mean, I could go off on what a great sport I think wrestling is, but it definitely prepared me for the Naval Academy. It prepared me for the Marine Corps.
So you end up 12 years active, 8 post, 20 years, 2 decades. That's, you're probably about, what, 44, 45, I'm thinking?
Exactly.
Okay.
45
this summer. You're about 4 or 5 years older than me. It's been a big part of your life. What made the transition to join TMF a no-brainer for you? Because they do so many great things. I love the way it's positioned as like the modern-day VFW.
And
I think you guys explained it that way. And seeing the way you guys operate, it's a spot on comparison.
Yeah. So for me, the connection was very personal. Travis Mannion and I were teammates on the Navy wrestling team. We served together in the Marine Corps. We lost Travis in April 2007. His mother started Travis Mannion Foundation initially as a way to honor her son. Obviously, it's grown much more than that. But initially, it was honoring my friend. It was supporting his family. I was a volunteer for the 9/11 heroes on one of our athletic events. But what really pulled me in was our character program. His sister started going around talking about character and leadership with young adults, using Travis as one of her examples. And she called me up and a couple other of Travis's friends and said, hey, can you go do this for me? And, you know, I jumped on it. None of us say no to a Mannion, right?
Like, right, right.
That's how all of us want to honor Travis and support his family. So I went, but the first time I did it, I was hooked.
Yeah.
You know, talking about character and talking about leadership, mentoring these young adults, using examples like Travis about role models. You know, there's no better way to leverage my experience as a Marine than to pass it on to the next generation.
No question about it. So when we think about all the programs, the Spartan program is one that jumps to top of mind for me. Anything specific that you really are proud of in a, you know, a certain venue within the TMF umbrella that you really gravitate towards, that maybe you have, this is where you can brag a little bit,
yeah,
that you've elevated a certain program or something that you're doing specifically with a great cause?
I've been with TMF for 9 years. Okay. So we've grown all the programming, you know, in that time frame. I can honestly tell you, like, I love all of our programs. You know, you mentioned the Spartan Leadership Program. That's we invest heavily in the veterans and help them through their transition to continue to serve and to thrive in their post-military life. I mentioned the Character Program. We have 40 chapters around the country that do service events. We have incredible athletic events. We got the Mannion Wad coming up in a couple weeks to honor Travis and get a great workout in. Honestly, for me, though, it's less about each individual program. It's about how it all comes together as a community.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's how we describe ourselves. We're a community led by veterans and families of the fallen, but open to everybody who want to serve together and support each other. You know, I think about what it was like for me in the military. You know, you had people that rooted for each other. You had people that helped each other out, that supported each other. You had people that you could trust.
Yep.
You know, the camaraderie, all the great things about being in the military. When you transition back to your community, it's not built in the way it is in the military. And I think we can help bring that to more communities.
Absolutely.
Led by veterans and families of the fallen. I think that we can bring that. You know, not everybody's the same in the military.
Of course not.
But you learn how to have a good conversation and disagree respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn what it means to become a cohesive team.
Right.
And I think that's something that veterans are uniquely qualified to bring to communities throughout the country.
Let me bring in Bill here. Bill Mitzelfelt, the sales manager at Window Nation. Thank you for what you guys do, because without this happening from your perspective, we're not going to be sitting here honoring our vets once a month. So what was it for you guys as far as the veteran community and the military in general that made this a no-brainer for Window Nation?
Well, I'll first say that myself and Window Nation are just proud and excited to be a part of this organization and to work with TMF. And I think it sort of goes back to something that was touched on earlier, which is just to see the camaraderie and the growth between the partnership, right? I've personally been a part of the TMF organization and this for the last 2 or 3 years, and to just see things grow each and every year, it's just exciting to see how many lives it touches and all the different great things that happen with this organization. It's just important to us to be a part of it.
No question. And yeah, for all of our audience, Window Nation, just so you know, if you are a veteran, you can also take advantage of a 5% discount all year long with the military community and their commitment from Window Nation. So just wanted to share that if you're in the market for windows or doors, Window Nation, one of our great sponsors here on 1210 WPHT. We'll wrap up with this. We were talking before the interview started, and we talked about all the money that was raised for TMF. Last year, $92,000 in change. I think that's the right number. The goal that I had just said tongue-in-cheek about 6 weeks ago was, hey, we could absolutely get six figures here. We could definitely get to $100,000. When we signed off Friday night and we got alerted Saturday morning from Greg that we were exceeding the expectation, I think it was like $107,000, $108,000. Now you've told me since then we're up to about $110,000. So smashing the record by about $17,000, $18,000.
Incredible. Incredible.
Unreal.
You know, I appreciate Odyssey. I appreciate Window Nation. I appreciate all your listeners. I mean, I talk about this is a community led by veterans and families of the fallen, but open to all, and not just open. We need everybody.
Yeah.
You know, we need to accomplish our vision, to accomplish our mission. We need support financially. We need volunteers. We need people who are committing to live Travis's ethos. You know, the five words that he spoke before he went on his second and final deployment to Iraq were, if not me, then who?
If not me, then who?
That's our ethos, and that means we all have play a part in this.
And I've also said this, too, coming out of Radiothon a few weeks ago on Monday and Tuesday, as we were giving the updates on the air of, you know, how successful it was. TMF is not something that just pops up for 6 weeks out of the year. Yeah. I mean, you guys are going, you know, around the clock, 24/7, 365. So I said to our audience, you know, maybe you couldn't have donated even $5. Maybe you were waiting for your tax refund to come in a month or so, whatever it might be. You know, you guys are always there. It's a beautiful ride. If you're coming from Philadelphia, you take 202 all the way up into Bucks County. Beautiful. You'll see the bridge that's dedicated to Travis as you cross over into Bucks County. And you guys, I mean, you're certainly willing to welcome in people not only that are seeking all the benefits of TMF, but those that are willing to contribute, donate, loan their money, their time, whatever it might be. You guys aren't just seasonal.
There's a place for everyone at TMF.
Yeah, no
exactly.
Question.
Whether you're donating money, whether you're donating time, we want you to be a part of this community. You know, we want every single person to live those five words, if not me, then who, join our mission.
Josh Jabin, United States Marine Corps veteran. He's the COO of the Travis Mannion Foundation, and he's smart as well. He's got his BS in economics, so you know a thing or two about the economy, huh?
A thing or two.
All right, I'll hit you up in private.
All right.
All right.
Sounds great.
There he is, Josh Jabin, along with Bill Mitzelfelt, the sales manager at Window Nation. Thank you for all you do as well.
Thank you. Just glad to be a part of the community.
All right.
By the way, Nick, doesn't Bill have an amazing radio voice?
Yeah, we've had this overnight opening for a long time on the station. I'm just trying to fill
I said that, man. He has a future in radio if he ever wants to get into it.
Yep. The Windows thing might be more profitable.
It might be.
just a guess on my part.
He's got the voice for radio, and I've got the face for radio.
And I've got both of them, which is why you'll never see me on TV. There you go. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks.
Of course. Have a great day.
We'll do this again coming up on the first Wednesday in May. It's our 1210 WPHT Veteran Spotlight presented by the great folks at Window Nation.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.